Our next story is about a new business that turns women's hygiene products into a force for good. That's right, the Lowly Tampon. The name of the company is Cora, and it just won the prestigious Philly Geek Award for Startup of the Year. Joining us now is Cora founder Molly Hayward. Molly, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
What is Cora?
Cora is a subscription company for organic feminine hygiene products, and we allow women here in the U.S. to create a customized box of menstrual products, and we deliver them to them monthly by mail. And for every monthly box that we ship to a customer here, we provide a month's supply of sustainable sanitary pads to a girl in India so that she doesn't have to miss school during her period.
All right. So one thing at a time. First, sustainable menstrual products. What are we talking about?
We're talking about 100% cotton or nearly 100% cotton, organic, one-use products. So tampons, sanitary pads, panty liners.
And what makes them more sustainable than the products that I might buy in the supermarket?
Sure. So conventional products that you would buy in a drugstore or a supermarket, they're not 100% cotton. And most women don't realize this. So they're a mixture of rayon and cotton typically. Rayon is a super absorbent fiber. Because it's so highly absorbent, you create an environment that is susceptible to growing the bacteria that causes toxic shock syndrome. And then the other problem is cotton and rayon are both bleached with chlorine to give them that super white look.
Are there also environmental problems that are associated with regular feminine hygiene products?
Yes. So conventional feminine hygiene products are not biodegradable. They end up in landfills. And you think about what is generated by the number of women who use those products. So you're talking about tons and tons of waste.
And they are not biodegradable because they are a mixture of materials?
Yes. And something like a sanitary pad is a mixture of chemicals, synthetics, and plastics.
So how are the products made that you sell?
We sell a product from a brand called NatraCare. And their products, if they're not 100% cotton, they're nearly 100% cotton. And the other small portion of the makeup is typically like a corn fiber or a corn cellulose, something that provides sort of that waterproof layer. I wanted to offer women organic products. And NatraCare was by far sort of the most innovative and forward-thinking in terms of the materials that they were using in order to make products that looked and felt and performed like these conventional products, but in a really environmentally and safe way.
And how did you get interested in this line of business?
My background was in economic development and human rights, and I've always been focused on helping women and girls create economic stability for themselves, particularly within developing countries. So I learned that girls were missing school in Africa because they couldn't afford sanitary pads. They had nothing to use to absorb their menstrual flow every month. So I read that, and immediately I thought about Tom's Shoes. For every pair of shoes that you buy from them, they provide a pair of shoes to a child in a developing country. So I started to ideate and develop the business model and the concept, and it went through several iterations before I landed on the subscription model. So you can create any combination of products that you want in any absorbency, and that's what we'll send you every month.
And every time you get a box, somebody else gets a box too. How do you get those boxes delivered?
Yeah. We actually partnered with an organization on the ground in India that sets up small-scale social enterprise manufacturing units that are women-owned and operated. The pads that they produce are made from plant fibers, and so they are biodegradable, they're sustainable.
So you're not physically sending a box of your product to India, you're paying for product to be made in India.
Exactly. I didn't want to import a product into their economy. I wanted to work within a system where products were being made locally, the local economy was being served, local women were being served. And the unit that's currently being set up in Calcutta actually is employing women who would otherwise be engaged in the sex trade. And their daughters are actually the girls in school that will receive the products from that unit.
And what is your kind of vision for your business going forward? The five-year plan.
The five-year plan is to really grow Cora to be a nationally recognized brand here in the U.S. and hopefully abroad as well. We'd like to grow our subscriber base, obviously, but really for me what it's about is creating greater accessibility to organic products for women who might not be in walking distance of a natural foods market and really allowing women to have a different experience of their periods, to have it be a pleasant experience and a meaningful experience.
Molly, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Molly Hayward has founded Cora, a company that delivers organic women's hygiene products to women in the U.S. and supports girls and women in India.